Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. If you're suffering with symptoms due to post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, I hope to give you real science that can help you have more control over your PTSD and its many symptoms. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help PTSD by balancing pH. If you have PTSD, you must understand pH, which is a measure of acid or alkaline in the body and its negative effect on the lymphatic system. This is something that's really missed in medicine. When you become acidic, it can limit detoxification in the body and brain. This toxicity can affect how you feel physically and mentally. If you are a veteran with diagnosed PTSD, contact me. I would like to give my groundbreaking course to learn to maintain your lymphatic system, which is normally $197, to 20 veterans for exchange for feedback on how maintaining your lymphatic system has helped you. Contact me to answer any of your questions. I want you to know that I am a veteran, I was an Army medic, and I'm a retired New York City firefighter. I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called Lymph Practic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I manually activate your lymphatic system over a few weeks to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. A Lymph Practic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. When you've experienced a severe emotional trauma or stress like war, especially with repeated deployments, many of these veterans are going back three or four times, the body becomes overly acidic. An acidic pH constricts the lymphatic system, allowing your own cellular waste to build in the body and the brain. The resulting toxicity of the body and brain leads to many of the symptoms associated with PTSD. PTSD is an anxiety disorder that can develop after an occurrence of extreme psychological stress, such as found in war or from a violent attack, child abuse, sexual abuse, or a serious life-threatening accident. If you're having chronic fatigue, nightmares, insomnia, flashbacks, negative imagery, long-term fear, depression, suicidal thoughts, aggressiveness, problems with concentration, weeping, and generalized anxiety, digestive issues, or joint pain, lymphatic system maintenance can improve how you feel. And it's really just the proper use of science. Many diseases over the last few years have been linked to cellular waste. Since 2003, I have been writing how most health problems are due to the buildup of cellular waste. This waste interferes with how the body or brain functions, similar to log jams limiting flow in a river. In the past few years, many health problems have been linked to cellular waste, anxiety, type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, heart failure, lung tumors, breast cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, and schizophrenia. It's easy to understand how we're filling with cellular waste once you know the lymph system must detox cellular waste from the body and brain. If it's not working efficiently, this tiny network of vessels and nodes, you fill with cellular waste where you have limited lymph flow. Researchers recently found that obese mice had anxiety. When they reduced senescent zombie cells, you hear me talk about these often, and you can see a lot of this in the news lately, that when they reduced these zombie cells in mice, their anxiety went away. This is big news because if you have PTSD, you have anxiety too, and many people have anxiety. This is a way for you to have more control over how you feel. Researchers used a chemo agent and quercetin to reduce cellular waste. You can help by using basic supplements and manually activating the lymphatic system to help detox cellular waste. But why is the brain filling with cellular waste? You're made up of 100 trillion cells that need good circulation to deliver oxygen and nutrition to these cells because they're alive. Most important, the cells need to get rid of their waste, and that doesn't work when you're acidic. research has found a mystery cause of Alzheimer's, and I'm talking about Alzheimer's here because, again, people with Alzheimer's, they can't think correctly. When you have PTSD, you have foggy thinking. You can't remember things. They found that an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte, when it's acidic, it can no longer clean itself. And that means it becomes toxic. So if it is becoming toxic, you're becoming toxic, right? So an acidic cell is really the basis of most disease. Even though they're talking about Alzheimer's here, remember, we're made up of cells. So if you have sciatic pain, then those cells in those areas, those muscles have become acidic. If you have digestive issues, the 200 to 300 lymph nodes in your abdomen aren't working adequately because they become acidic and they constrict and you get digestive issues. The same thing with skin issues. So it's really an acidic cell is the basis of most disease. We have to really, you know, understand that. And there are hundreds of books written on this. Just research now is coming out on it. Now that we understand new science on how an acidic cell can limit detoxification, and that's important. We all need a detox. And you hear how many people, you know, have problems detoxing. You have to understand how to improve circulation in the body and the brain. And we do that by activating the lymphatic system. There is a new important lymph-brain connection that you can use to help PTSD. It actually gives you a direct control. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. This is a direct lymph-brain connection that could be used to help the brain. And in 2017, researchers found a major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid is through lymph vessels. So I hope you see that the lymph system plays a large role in cleaning the brain. So we should all understand pH, because pH is a big part to why the lymphatic system, an acidic pH, why it's not flowing. When we're acidic, just picture this, your tissues, your cells in your body just constrict. And now they can't work effectively. They can't clean, they can't bring in oxygen, they can't bring in nutrition, and they can't get rid of their own waste. And they become toxic. So when the body is acidic, it really is just key, we just don't detox it efficiently. It's important to check your saliva and urine, which pH test strips were similar to a pool, right? You want your pool to be in a certain range. We want our body to be in a certain range, between 6.5 and 7.5. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. Below is 7 is acidic, 7 is neutral or in balance, and above 7 is alkaline. And we don't want to be too far into acid, and we don't want to be too far into alkaline. We want to be in balance. So when you test your pH, you use pH test strips. I like ones by Vaxa, V-A-X-A International. They're very easy to read. And you want to test your pH about, you know, 2 hours after any type of eating or drinking, any beverages or smoking or chewing gum. And I like people to have water up to an hour before, because otherwise you'll be dehydrated. So just drink a little bit of water before, about an hour before, but then for 2 hours, nothing by mouth, and you check your saliva and urine. I believe you'll be amazed. Most people are very acidic. Balancing pH helps improve lymph flow to improve circulation and the natural detoxification of acidic cellular waste that may be creating the symptoms of PTSD. Remember what I told you. When we're acidic, our body constricts down to the cell, and then it can't clean. We make our body more alkaline. It opens up, we start manually activating the lymphatic system, and it gets even better. Our circulation improves even better. So before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system and pH to help PTSD and most health problems, really, let me explain how I can help you here in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphractic. I help most health problems with sessions of Lymphractic. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste, and you feel better from the first session. Lymphractic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. And remember, check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you understand how to maintain and gently detox your lymphatic system. Remember, if you have PTSD and you've been diagnosed with this, you're a veteran, I would like to give 20 of you guys free, and girls, my course for free. I just want some feedback from you, and I would just expect you to, you know, go through the course. And it really is very basic, simple information, but it's empowering. So to help PTSD, you must improve the lymphatic system. That means balancing pH, which is something we really don't think about in medicine. with PTSD, you don't want to do a big detox. You know, this is going to overwhelm an already overwhelmed lymph system, and it's going to increase your symptoms. It's better to go slower. Start by just, you know, just starting to reduce inflammation a little bit by stopping processed foods, right? If we're eating processed foods and a lot of acidic foods, which is a standard American diet, which is, you know, wheat, rice, meat, tea, soda, bread, coffee, these are all the things that we eat every day. And these are all things that are acid-forming. But don't be fooled. Even spinach is acid-forming. And I see this every day, and it even happened yesterday. A client said, oh, yes, we're trying to get healthy. We're eating more spinach. And, well, you need to eat more spinach, but you need to eat it with more greens that are more alkaline, because otherwise you're going to become more acidic, and it's going to stop your lymph system. So start thinking about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. It's not about being perfect. It's really learning that you just got to clean up more often. It's, you know, look at what foods you eat. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? Most of us are eating probably 90% acid-forming foods. There's an acid-alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. So you want to eat more of an alkaline diet, which is more fruits and vegetables, alkaline nuts and seeds. And it's more than just stress and diet that makes you acidic and toxic. Even our medications for anxiety, depression, and sleep can deplete minerals that can add to your acidity. So medications are necessary to help you control your symptoms at first. Never, never stop a medication without consulting your physician first. It's best to put positive steps into action for a few weeks or months. Then, as you feel better, talk to your physician about possibly weaning off or reducing a few medications. Now, magnesium is a miracle mineral that helps balance pH in the cells. Many people take magnesium to help them relax and to sleep better. You may need to take between 600 to 800 or more milligrams of magnesium split into two dosages each day. Epsom salt baths or foot soaks, if you don't have a bath or don't like foot soaks, or Epsom salt baths are easy to do, and it's a great way to get magnesium and sulfates in your body. And sulfates make nitric oxide, which relax your blood vessels. So I believe Epsom salt baths. I even add a little bit of baking soda in. I put 2 cups of Epsom salt and 1 cup of baking soda into a warm bath, and I soak for 20 to 30 minutes. If it's your first one, maybe do just 10 minutes. If you don't like baths, try a foot soak. They really work. It's a third of a cup in a container, and you put your foot in it, a third of a cup of each baking soda and Epsom salt. And I have to warn you, anytime you begin to change your diet and add supplements like magnesium, you at first release a lot of waste, which will make you more have more of your symptoms for a few hours. But if you expect this and if you know it, then it's not so scary. We understand that. Right now, a lot of our anxiety is scary. We don't know why it's happening. But it's happening because we're becoming toxic from cellular waste. You want to take systemic enzymes. They're very important. They break down cellular waste in the body and the brain. They also help thousands of chemical reactions work better. You need some form of daily light exercise, deep breathing, good posture. These are all things you'll learn in my course. Most importantly, is making sure you're well hydrated. If you're dehydrated, the lymph becomes thick like glue and not flow very well. And that means you can't detox. Receiving lymphatic sessions or lymphatic drainage sessions are a powerful but gentle way to gain more control over PSD. You can also learn to improve the lymph system and your health with my course, right? And I'm going to give that away to 20 of you if you're a veteran, have diagnosed with PTSD. In my office, you know, I like to put people through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions, and it changes their life. And during that time, I educate them, and they learn about the lymph system and diet, and they really become in control of their life. So it's something that we really all need to learn how to do if we want to get healthy. And it's really about taking a little commitment to doing something every day to improve your health, taking personal commitment, and it will change your life, I promise you, especially if you have an awareness of the lymphatic system. So if you're a veteran, contact me. You'll get my course for free because then you'll be able to help other veterans. In my office, clients go through 3 or 4 weeks, and it changes their life. I create a wave through their body, and they feel better. If you have any questions, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Don't forget about my PDF of an acid alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage. Next show will be on how to help torticollis by improving the lymphatic system. This is something you see in babies, but I've seen it in adults. Your neck can't turn. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.